So I sit here with Matt Goldman, the lead artist, Dragon Age 2.
Yeah, art director.
Okay, sorry.
That's no problem.
I have a few questions. I will start straight ahead. And the first question will be, where did you get your inspiration for the different figures in Dragon Age 2 from?
So our inspiration for the adjusted look of the visuals for DA2 came from our desire to bring the art and the design into alignment a bit more. So we were looking at cautionary tales, Memento Mori, and trying to illustrate the philosophy of people are flawed. So I started looking at Macbeth, as done by Kurosawa, a movie called Throne of Blood. This is one branch of the inspiration, and the other branch is Peter Bruegel's The Triumph of Death. Those two things illustrate in kind of a primal way what we're trying to achieve with the art.
Okay, and was it more difficult to create the style for Dragon Age 2 than it was for Origins, or...?
I think that it was a lot easier because on Origins they had a very broad kind of brush they were trying to paint, and in Dragon Age 2 we tried to get a little more unique and specific to the design intent with the art, and that allowed us to choose more carefully what we were and were not going to do.
What style did you personally prefer, the Dragon Age style, from Origins or the actual style for Dragon Age 2?
Well, I would say I definitely prefer the style for Dragon Age 2. It's a lot cleaner, it's a lot more functional, and it's more in alignment with the design and the storytelling. It's also a little bit more unique and stands out against other kind of fantasy games in the same genre.
And will the style of Dragon Age 2 continue in future games, or is it possible to return to the style of Origins?
We're going to stick with the style of DA2. It's more of a philosophy, so there are a lot of nice looking things in Dragon Age Origins that make a return in DA2, so you know, it's not that huge of a change, really. It's more focused.
Okay, and why did you actually change the appearance of the Qunari, and especially in the Darkspawn?
Well, we changed the appearance of the Darkspawn because in the first game they didn't really appear to be part of the same blight. Each individual species or combat archetype had a completely different look from one another. They didn't look like they were being affected by the same mutagen. And the individual soldiers and the role they fulfilled didn't really make sense. So the Shriek was a towering giant, whereas he was supposed to be an assassin. The Genlock was kind of just like a crummy Herlock. There's not really that much rhyme or reason why they look the way they do. So we changed them to make them look more like the role that they have in combat, and to be more consistent. And as for the Qunari, we didn't really change them because we didn't actually show you very many Qunari in the first game, so it's not inconsistent. In the lore, the ogre actually springs from a Qunari host, so we brought back some of those things in there to better illustrate that connection as well.
Okay. And why did you choose to re-implement the statistics for the abilities?
To re-implement the which?
We can see the numbers shown in the at the abilities.
Okay. Are they that much different? They look very similar to me. We tried to color code them better so it made more sense depending on the damage type you were doing. And it's an option to turn them on or off, but as far as I know, the damage notification system is very similar. from one game to the other.
Okay. And how many people are working on the levels, on the level design?
Just the art or the design as well, because I think the team to do the actual level art is 15 artists, and with many contributions from different modeling teams, visual effects team, and the cinematics team obviously is all over the place in those levels, and then Mike Laidlaw's team, there's quite a lot of tech designers and writers that are also implementing. So the levels are, you know, the place where I would say the most people have to work. There's a lot of people coming and going in there to actually implement the gameplay.
Okay.
So there's a lot of people working on those.
And how long did it take to capture all the combat styles?
There were numerous motion capture trips. I think there were 4 or 5. And then primary implementation of those took several months.
Yeah. And they're looking very, very fantastic.
Thank you.
It's been a great work.
Yeah, we've done a lot of work not only to just improve the dynamic of the combat, but also make the combat team have better teamwork. Basically, we put animators, visual effects artists, designers, and scripters all together in one big room so that they could bounce ideas around off of each other and make adjustments very quickly to the feel. There's also QA people embedded right in the team as well, so there's about 12 people that are working on that constantly for the entire project.
It looks fantastic.
Yeah, it's way more fun. I don't know, maybe I'm exaggerating if I say, I don't think I've played a game since Baldur's Gate 2 where it was actually fun to be a rogue, and that's the most fun class in Dragon Age 2. It's really fun to be jumping around, and archery is super fun, and so yeah, they did a really good job on that.
Yes. Okay, I'm at the end of it.
That's it? Okay,
yes,
that's a super rapid-fire battery of questions there?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely. If you have any more questions, you can email me or whatever you want.